Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah 449, Tuf Mem Tes. As we finish up the Pasuk, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin in Parshas Re'eh, the eighth mitzvah learned out from this Pasuk, we are finally up to the last phrase, the last two words of the Pasuk. Again, the Torah tells us for the eighth time, Lo tuchal lechal b'sharecha, do not eat in your gates, Ma'isa d'goncha v'zirochcha v'yitzarecha, Ma'iser sheni, of dog on tibosh v'yitzar, three separate mitzvahs, uv'chores b'karcha, and don't eat a b'char tam, outside of Yerushalayim, speaking to the Kohen, that's mitzvah number four, v'tzonecha, v'chon adarecha asher tidar, and the next one, right, do not eat any karbanos and nidarecha. Don't eat any karbanos outside. Asher tidar. Do not eat any karban ola. And the next phrase, nidvosecha. Do not eat any kachim before zrikas hadam. That was yesterday's mitzvah. And today, usrumas yadecha. And do not eat trumas yadecha. What is trumas yadecha? Say the mafarshim. Trumas yadecha means Rashi elu abikurim. Bikurim. One is not allowed to eat bikurim before the proper time. What is the proper time? Bikurim is given to the Kohen. The proper time is when you bring it to the base of Mikdash and put it down in front of the Mizbeach. So before that time, it is asur da'araisur for the Kohen to eat it. That is today's mitzvah. Says the Chinuch, Shalo yochlu kohanim bikurim kodim hanachasan ba'azara, before they are put down in the azara. Bikurim, this is one of the three mitzvahs related to bikurim in the Torah. We've already discussed back in Parshas Mishpatim, the mitzvah of Havas Bikurim. The mitzvah of bringing Bikurim is mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim. It's mitzvah Tzadi Aleph of the Chinuch. Reishis Bikurei Ad Mascha Tavi, Beis Hashem Elokecha. That is the mitzvah Zaseh of bringing Bikurim. Now we have the Lo Zaseh for the Kohen not to eat Bikurim before its time. And Beis Hashem, in Parshas Kisavo, we will have the third mitzvah related to Bikurim, and that is the mitzvah, we'll have the third mitzvah related we already had is in Parshas Emor, the Isser of a Yisrael not being able to eat Bikurim. Forgot to relate, that's included in a more general mitzvah of not eating Truma or anything Azar cannot eat. The third mitzvah that's unique to Bikurim is, as I said in Kisavo, Tafrei Shvav, the mitzvah of Kriyas Bikurim. Shenitz Tavinu Ba'avienu Bikurim L'Mikdash Likros Aleim Aksuvim Elu on his Karma Barchazu Mikra Bikurim Arami Ovid Avi. What we all know from the Haggadah, that is the third mitzvah. So again, there's a mitzvah of bringing Bikurim, there's a mitzvah of Kriyas Bikurim, and today's mitzvah, the Isser of eating Bikurim before the proper time. If you look at the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Bikurim, this is where, we don't need this Rambam to prove it to us, but the Rambam in his classic being able to organize style, taking all of Chazal's and putting them in a proper perspective, this is a classic Rambam who does that for us. The Rambam puts Hilchas Bikurim, this is the last, towards the end of Sefer Zra'im, the Rambam has Bikurim im Shar Matnas Kahuna Shebigvulin. That's a title that the Rambam made up. Bikurim with the other Matnas Kahuna that apply Bigvulin, meaning they're not Karbanos and they're not other types of Trumas and Maeseres as we discussed earlier. The Rambam there has included the Bikurim and Chala and Zeruah L'Chayayim and the Keva and Reishis Hagez and Pidyon HaBen and Petar Chamor. All of those mitzvos are included in this section, nine mitzvos. But then the Rambam starts off by saying, the beginning of this is based on Chazal, and then the Rambam breaks it up even more. Arba v'esher matanos ninu l'kohanim, v'kulan mefurashin b'Torah. There are 24 matnas Kahuna, that's listed in Maseches Bava Kama, and they're all mafurish in the Torah. Just read the Torah, you'll see the 24 Matnas Kahuna. V'yalkula nichrasa bris la'aron. And on all of them, there was a covenant made with Aaron, a Kohen, v'kal Kohen she'ena mode bahen. Any Kohen that is not mode in the bris Kahuna, ein lo chelek b'kahuna, v'enosin lo matana mehen. If you don't admit to the unique relationship that Abba Kadosh Baruch Hu has with Kohanim, so then you're not zochet to these matanas. V'kala ochel matana sheyesh ba kedusha mehen. If anyone eats a matana, if you eat bikurim or chala or zeruah l'chayim in the keva, any of them mivarech asher kedushanu b'kedushaso shel Aaron v'tzivanu lechol kach v'kach. We only know that bracha from Duchening, but whenever the Kohen is going to eat truma or kachet kachim or bikurim, before he takes a bari priya eats, before he eats a pomegranate that I brought from Bikurim. We know Bikurim is only from the Shiva Saminim. Before he eats, he's going to say Bore Priya eats, and then before he eats it, and then he's going to eat it. Just like we say Hamotzi and Alachilas Matzah. We say Hadama if we wouldn't have made it earlier, and Alachilas Marar. So that is the Rambam 24. But then he breaks it up. He says eight of them Shmona Matanos Mehan Einochon Osan Akornim Elba Mikdash Lifnim Mecharav Mesah Azara. There are eight of these 24 that a Kohen has to eat in the Beis HaMikdash. There are five of these matanos that he has to eat in Yerushalayim. There are five of these matanos that he's only zocha to in Eretz Yisrael. There are five of these matanos that he's zocha bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz. So he goes through each one, and then he says, what are the eight that have to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash? Those are all obviously the ones connected to the Beis HaMikdash, the Kadshei Kadshim, and such. And then, Mahein HaChamish Einachal in Elab Yerushalayim, one of the five Matnas Kahuna that the Kohen has eaten in Yerushalayim, Chazei V'shok Shel Shlamim, the carbon Shlamim, the parts of the Shlamim that are given to the Kohen, that's Kadshei Kalim, so it can be eaten in all of Yerushalayim, V'hamuram Min HaToda, and the part of the carbon Toda that is given to the Kohen, the part of the animal, and as we know, the carbon Toda comes with 40 loaves, four different types of loaves, 10, 10, 10, and 10, one of each of those 10, four loaves are given to the Kohen. So he has to eat that in Yerushalayim. V'hamura me'el el nazir. The part of the ayil of the nazir goes to the Kohen. U'bachar behema tahora. And the bachar, that's also kachi kalim. Last one, v'abikurim. Bikurim is one of the five matnas kahuna that has to be eaten by the Kohen in Yerushalayim. And then he goes through, what are the five in Eretz Yisrael? What are the five that a Kohanim get everywhere? Right, Pidyon HaBen, Petach HaMor, Gezel HaGer, right, all of these have nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. And he continues, right, this is the Rambam in his classic, unbelievable organizational style that he has in the beginning of Hilchas Bikurim. Okay, so now we get into the mitzvah. So again, three mitzvahs in the Torah uniquely to Bikurim. A fourth one that overlaps with Bikurim, and that, as we said, is the Isser of a Zar eating anything Kohen-related. True Machala Bikurim, that's all included in the Isser in Parshas Emor, V'Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh. But today's Isser is even on the Kohen. The Kohen eating Bikurim before it is put down in the Azara. Shinimnanu milechol bikurim. Al zeh ne'amar says the chinuch. Lo sucha lechol bisharecha. Utrumas yadecha. Last phrase, elo bikurim. And this is explained in Meseches Makas Adaf Yates. Shein chayavan aleim elakodem sheyunchu ba'azara. One is only chayav before the hanacha ba'azara. Avo kishav mishahunchu ba'azara. Adam pater aleim. Once they're put down in the Azara, that's kind of what we would call na'asis mitzvah. So its mitzvah is completed, and therefore the kriya is not ma'akev, and therefore there's no longer an aveira. Lashon Sifri, this is what the Medrash says, lo ba akasav ela lo ochel bikurim ad shalokara le'en shu over below saseh. Until you did the kriya, you violate the lo saseh. Pirish ha'inyin shalokara le'en mibnei shalohunchu bazara. You do the kriya when you put it down. So before that time, one is in violation. After that time, there is no more violation. But he also adds in that the Isser, similar, he quotes, to Meiser Sheni, does not apply until it enters the walls of Yerushalayim. Just like Meiser Sheni, we mentioned, is probably an Isser Aseh to eat it outside of Yerushalayim before it ever came in. But the Los Aseh of eating Meiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim is only once it came into Yerushalayim and then went out. Same thing here, he says, similar to Meiser Sheni, until it's Yireh Pnei Abayis, it sees the walls of Yerushalayim first, and then it is eaten before Hanacha. Be'inyin zeh, skipping a couple of lines, yesh ben chiyav malchus l'kohen ochalan. So in that circumstance, a Kohen would get malchus for eating it before this man Hanacha. The Menachas Chinuch also is in another case that the Kohen would get malchus for, and that is if after the Hanacha, now it's mutter, they're going to eat it, he eats it outside of Yerushalayim. So, if he eats it before the Hanacha in Yerushalayim, or even after the Hanacha, if he takes it out of Yerushalayim, that's also an Issa Daraisa with Malchus. The Menchas Chinuch leaves it, but Tzarech Iyun, why the Chinuch did not mention that halacha as well. Continuing, the Chinuch does mention the other Aveira connected, the Yisrael, if a Yisrael, a non-Kohen, eats Bikurim no matter when, before Hanacha, after Hanacha, he is Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim, calls Banche Yochel Mehem. And whenever he eats from them, that is the Isser of Zor Lo Yochal Kodesh, not this one. V'yafilu achar shakar aleim hakriya yidua. Even after everything, the whole process, Still, Bikurim is like Truma, is like Chala, is totally usher for a Zar. Right? It's not like Maaser Rishon, which has to be given to the Levi. But if Yisrael eats it, Me'ikar Adin, it's okay. Right? That's how Ezra HaSofer fined the Levium, who did not come up during Bayis Sheni. So he said, you don't have to give Maaser Sheni. You don't have to give Maaser Rishon. You can be Mafrigid and not give it. What do you mean Mafrigid and not give it? As long as you take off Trumas Maaser from the Maaser Rishon. What do you mean? It goes to the Levi. The answer is, it's just a financial obligation. So Ezra HaSofer has the power to say, don't worry about the financial obligation. You could keep it. He wouldn't be able to do that if the Kohanim wouldn't have come back. So he wouldn't have been able to say, okay, you can be Mafrish Shum and keep it yourself. Because Shum is usher to a Yisrael, as is Bikurim, as is Chala. All of those are called Rashis in the Torah. The Mishnayis and Bikurim even describe that there can be combination, Siruf, between all of these. If I eat a little bit of Bikurim and a little bit of Chal, a little bit of Truma, they could all be mitzdarif with each other because they are all called Rashis. They are all Matnas Kahuna that go to the Kohen. Good. Continuing along, says the Sefer HaChinuch, V'chein Amru Zechon HaLefrach, as we just quoted, the second parak in Bikurim, HaTruma VaBikurim, Chayavin Alein Chomesh B'Shogeg, Umisav Amezid, V'Zar eats Truma or Bikurim B'Shogeg, he has to pay back and add on 25%, what we call a Chomesh, Umisav Amezid, and his Chay Misav, he did a B'Mezid, V'Zeo Kedin HaTruma B'Shavah. Good. V'Havein B'nei Zeh HaChiluk. My son, says the Chinuch to his son. Understand this distinction. Sheyesh Bahen Ben Yisrael V'Kohen. V'Zacharoto. Understand it and know it. Sheyakohen, you have the same item that's eaten by one person. So usually you have some items that it's mutter to one person and also to another person. If somebody's Tameh, then they can't eat Karbanos. And somebody's Tar can't eat Karbanos. So you have that a lot. But you don't have so often, and this is maybe what the Chinuch is emphasizing here, the same item where one person eating it would get Malkus, and one person eating it would get Misa. That's pretty unusual. So that's what the Chinuch here says. If a Kohen eats Bikurim before it is put down, he gets Malkus. Based on this Pasuk, Lo Sucha Lecho B'Sharmecha. And a Yisrael, who eats the same exact item, in exact same conditions, he's going to be Chayim Misa, based on a different Pasuk of Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh. Very interesting, and the Chinuch says to his son, make sure you don't forget it. And don't wonder, how could the coin be Chayim Malkus? It's going to be mutter for him in 5 minutes. How could he say you're Chayim Malkus now? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, that's not a problem. We find that elsewhere. Many times, something that's going to be mutter to me, but it's not mutter to me now. So it's usher. I don't know, what about Chametz 5 minutes before Pesach is over? It's usher now, and it'll be mutter then in 5 minutes. Here too, Sherei Kamochin B'Shavah Din Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, if it's outside of Yerushalayim, it's Aser. If it's inside of Yerushalayim, it's Mutter. So you find that many times in terms of place and in terms of time, something that could become Mutter, a Dover, Sheyeshlo, Matirin. But this Chiluk of Malkus versus Misa, says the Chinuch, please remember that. Good. We continue. Mishar she inyan avas bikurim. What is the sum of the messages behind this mitzvah? The Beis Hamikdash she yochle mishar si hashem. They have to give it to the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash. Kasafti, I already wrote my theories for bikurim back in mitzvah tzadi aleph. So it's been a while. Let's review that for a minute. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, back in Mitzvah Tzadi Aleph. What is the messages behind the Mitzvah of Bikurim? Mishar Shei HaMitzvah, Kedei Lahalos Davar Hashem Yisbarach Al Rosh Simchaseinu. To be Ma'aleh, and bring up the item that Hashem gives us, at the height of our Simcha, we're so happy, this is the first. We work so hard, the first thing we do is we tie a ribbon around it. When it grows, we bring it up to Yerushalayim, and we give it away. V'nizkar V'neida. And we should know. Ki Me'ito Barachu Yagia Lanu Kalabracha Sheba'olam. Everything comes from Hashem. There's even a Me'iri in Avodah Zarah on Daf Memtes, where the Me'iri says that one has to cut the Bikurim Lishma off the tree. Cut it Lishma. Alkein, Nitztavinu Lahavi L'Masharseh Beiso Reishis Priyab Zbashel B'Lanosav. We have to bring Hashem, we have to bring the Kohanim, the Misharsim of Hashem, the first fruit that ripens. Umitoch HaZachira V'Kabbalas Malchuso V'Hodaseinu Lefana. By acknowledging the Brachos, we will get more brachos. Because that's how it always works, says the Chinuch. The more we acknowledge the brachos, the more we are zochet to gain the brachos. We mentioned then, and again it's worth repeating, fascinating part of the process of Bikurim that is unique in all the Torah. If you look in Parshas Kisavo, where the process of Bikurim is described, beginning of Kisavo, as we know, v'lakachtam e'reshis kol pri adama, you take from the firsts of pri adama, asher tavi me'artzacha, right, only from Eretz Yisrael, and we know only shivas aminim, v'sam devatena, you put it in a basket, and as the Mishnayos in Bikurim describe, you have the Bikurim parade, v'yalachta elamakom ha'sheifcha Hashem alokecha, you shall go to the place which Hashem will choose. Also interesting, the Beis HaMikdash is never mentioned in the Torah where it is. Hashem keeps saying, where I will show you, where I will show you. Right, that's why David HaMelech did not know where it was, and he miscalled it until Hashem told him, don't build it in Ein Itim. You build it in Har Moriah. So anyway, back to Bikurim. So you bring it in the basket. Uvasel HaKohen Asher Yeh B'Yamam Ahim. You go to the Kohen. V'yamar Te'ilav. Higati Ayam L'Hashem Alkecha. I'm coming to tell you. Ki Vasi El Aretz. I came to Eretz Yisrael. Asher Nishba Hashem. V'lo HaKach HaKohen Atenem Yadecha. He'll take the basket and he'll put it. There it is. V'hinicho. That's the crucial part of the process that's important for today's mitzvah. Before the Vehinicho, it's usher for the Kohen to eat it. After the Vehinicho, it is mutter. The Anisa V'yamarta, and then we do the Kriyas Bikurim, Arami Yovid Avi, V'erad Mitzrayimah. We go through a little synopsis of Jewish history. Hashem, you took us out. V'yivyeinu ala makom hazeh, you brought us to this place. V'yitein lanos aretz hazos, eretz zavatz chalav udvash, you brought us to the land flowing with milk and honey. V'yata, and here's the pasuk. Hinei evesi es reshet bri adama, so you finish the Kriya. V'hinachtu lefnei Hashem alakecha, you put it down. V'hishtacha visa lefnei Hashem alakecha, you shall bow down. Where else, the Nesiv HaShalom points out, do we have a part of a mitzvah d'oraisa to bow, to be mishtachaveh? Yes, during davening, there are places where Chazal instituted that we should be mishtachaveh. But that's not d'oraisa. If you're yosei davening, if you don't do it, if you can't do it. But here, mishtachavaya is explicit. It's part of the process of Bikurim. What does mishtachavaya emphasize and reflect? And the Nesiv HaShalom there in Kisavu notes that the Medrash picks up on this. On the Pasuk, in Bereishis Rabbah, V'nishtachaveh V'nashuva Aleichem, the Pasuk by the Akedah, Avraham Avinu says, we will be mishtachaveh, and then we will, nashuva, we will return. Were they mishtachaveh? Did they bow down by the Akedah? What does that mean? And the Medrash says, Hakol b'schus yishtachavaya. Everything is b'schus bowing. Avram Avinu lo chazer me'ar Maria, ela b'schus yishtachavaya. Avoseinu lo nigalu mi Mitzrayim, ela b'schus yishtachavaya. V'lo kibli Yisrael ha-Torah, ela b'schus yishtachavaya. And the Medrash quotes psukim for each of these. Hagolios einon miskansos. Kibbutz Golios would only happen b'schus yishtachavaya, as it says, V'haya b'yom ahu yitaka b'shofar gadol, uvo ha'ovdim b'eretz ashur, anidachim b'eretz Mitzrayim, v'hishtachavu l'ashem b'har ha'kodesh b'yushalayim. So b'schus that the yishtachavaya did and will take place, that's why we'll have ge'ula. What is yishtachavaya? So many mefarshim explain, the Nesiv HaShalom amongst them, here in Parshas Kisavu says, yishtachavaya means bitul l'gamri to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bittul, acknowledgement that everything is Hashem. I bow, I'm kofef myself. I bend myself. Hachna'a ubittul gamur. Shel kol chelke haguf. Kolel evarim hatachtonim. Everything, I bow down, I go down, and I recognize that everything is from Hashem. That's Ishtachavaya. There's a symbol. The act of the Akeda. You don't have to actually need Ishtachavaya. The act of the Akeda was an act of Ishtachavaya. And he quotes, that's what we say in Musuf, on Yantif. Ein anach nicholam, Hashem, we're upset that ein anach nicholam lalos veleros ulish tachavos lefanecha. What does that mean? Oh, ein anach nicholam lalos. Okay, to be ol regel velera os, to be seen by you. Good, that's alil regel ulish tachavos. Where's the hishtachavaya there? What, we yearn dafka to bring bikurim? Is that what it's referring to? The answer is no. It's the message of hishtachavaya. Kasher Yehudi margish. As gavus habore b'chol hadraso v'tifarto, when a Jew recognizes the gavus of Hashem, as kula batel mevutal mipanav, I feel, I recognize that I'm nothing. I recognize everything is from Hashem. That's ishtachavaya, and that's what we must recognize is the message of Bikurim. Good. One or two other points we have here in our mitzvah. V'noeg yisr zeb v'zacharim v'nekevus. This mitzvah applies to men and women, says the Chinuch. That's interesting, as the Chinuch himself says in a line from now, that if you look back to what I wrote in Mitzvah Tzadi Aleph, says the Chinuch I wrote there, that women are pturos from bringing Bikurim. The Mitzvah Zaseh only applies to men, but the Lo Zaseh of eating, even in Eishes Kohen, of eating Bikurim before the time, before the Hanacha, so that applies to men and women. That's what the Chinuch says. V'yavol bisha amarnu sham shachiyev mitzvah avos bikurim hu ala zacharim levad v'lo ala nekevus b'isra achilasan b'chol makom shaveh ish al ish. Except for two or three exceptions, all averos are equal, men and women. So the Chinuch acknowledges that. The interesting point that we mentioned again then as well is, why should women be pater from bikurim? Why should they be putter? The Ramban also says it in Kiddushin. So they're putter from Bikurim. Why? So the Minchas Chinuch says, is it a Zman Grama? That's a good question. Is Bikurim a Zman Grama? Right, so if you look in the Mishnayos in Meseches Bikurim, the Mishnayos say, Nashim Ba'avadim Chayavim Ba'avas Bikurim. Okay, they're Chayiv. Even Kriya, they can't say that they got a portion in the land, so they're part of from Kriya. But the Mishnah says Beferish that they're Chayiv. Okay, how do they read the Mishnah? You gotta say it's Machlokas. But what would be the Svara? It's a Zman Grama? That's possible, because Bikurim are only brought between Shavuos and Sukkot, and maybe until Chanukah, in a Bidyevet situation. But, is it really a Zman Grama? What about the other approach? What if you say women are obligated? So, Zman, okay, Pashas, it is a Zman Grama. So this is a big discussion, exactly how one defines a Zman Grama. Baruchim Frischel Perlow, in his Agdam, in his Mavot, his Sefer on Rav Sadyago, he beautifully puts together all the Mefarshim, the Chachma Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Kluger on Shulchan Aruch, and Hilchas Kiddush Levana, and the Ramban and Kiddushin, where Rav Shlomo Kluger, there by Kiddush Levana, says, what does it mean, Zman Grama? Something that exists always, but only now it's a mitzvah. Lulav. I could shake a lulav today, it's not a mitzvah. I shake a lulav on Sukkot, it's a mitzvah. That's Zman Grama. Where the reality exists always, but only certain days is a mitzvah. But, explains Rav Shlomo Kluger, and explains Rav Ruchem Fischer Perlow, where there's a reality that only exists at certain times of the year, that's not a Zman Grama. The Zman is not growing the mitzvah there. The Zman is growing the mitzius. But that's not called the Zman Grama. So, for example, this famous Ramban, Sefiras HaOmer, is not a Zman Grama. It's not a Zman Grama? What do you mean? Of course it's a Zman Grama. The answer is no. What's the mitzvah? To count between Pesach and Shavuos. So when it's not between Pesach and Shavuos, the mitzvah does not exist. The conditions for the mitzvah don't exist. So that's why. That's not called a Zman Grama. Bikurim. The mitzvah is to bring it between Shavuos and Chanukah. So when it's not between Shavuos and Chanukah, it's not like you have a mitzvah Bikurim, but today it's a mitzvah. No, the formulation of the mitzvah is between these two time periods. So Kiddush Levana also. The mitzvah is to make a bracha to Hashem when the moon is getting bigger. The second half of the month, the moon's not getting bigger. So it's not that there's no mitzvah, the conditions don't exist. So that's the issue about whether you would call Hava'as Bikurim a Zman Grama or not. Either way, the Chinuch says, our losa say, women are obligated in. And if a Kohen eats a Kezayis HaBikurim before the Hanacha, he is Chayiv Malkus. Relating to the Yisrael that eats a Kezayis anytime, he's Chayiv Misa, that is the Isser related in Parshas Emor of Zor Lo Yochal Kodesh. Okay, we'll stop here.